Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 20th of September, recording at 7:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. Stock markets, mostly strong. Couple of exceptions here. The Japanese market was weaker. Banks still soft. And the Australian stock market also fell in here today. The markets most associated with commodity production have been lagging recently, with the exception of Mexico. Pretty good gains in Europe and Wall Street. And government bonds, modest gains despite the strength of these stock markets. The US dollar, this is weakening here. Not significantly, but having been up a bit or to unchanged, it is down half a point here against the Swissie and the euro. That may reflect the obvious that the Fed wasn't going to raise interest rates. Now, elsewhere, we have the precious metals. Now, they had been down. Actually, all metals had been down, and then they rallied quite sharply. Gold was up $10 at one stage, and then those gains were pared back. It's still up seven, but the big drama here, and not for the first time, is crude oil, which is currently trading at 60.10 on the NYMEX crude. Okay, those are the highlights. Now, let me go back to the stock market cycle here overall. I've been posting a lot of charts in the last 3 days, and the evidence is overwhelmingly in favor of the bulls. Now, that doesn't mean, again, that we won't have another spasm or wobble or two between now and the end of October, but I think that's pretty limited stuff unless we see stock markets start to take out the reaction lows that we had seen last month. And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near the June lows for these markets that are testing and exceeding their May highs currently. The only markets that are really, really soft are the oil producers that had formed such big bubbles, and that's understandable. And again, although some of the commodity producers are lagging, that's not to a degree that would make them look outright bearish. But what is very important here, you know that most of my portfolio has been in resources and in Asian emerging markets, and the weighting was slightly higher in resources until quite recently, when I let the Inco position go, and then picked up some more Asian investments, and the balance is in favor of the clearly in favor of the Asian investments right now. But they are so much stronger. The stock market side, I should say, really is so much stronger than the resources side right now. And I would be backing these stock markets that are leading the way on the upside. Switzerland, where I opened a spread bet long, one of the leaders, just a short while ago, and had a terrific day in here today. Well, pretty well everything was strong, but just reconfirming the upward breaks we're seeing by these leaders. So I like the leading stock markets at this stage, not anything that's lagging, such as Japan. I don't mean I'm bearish in Japan, but I'm lukewarm on it. I want to back the leaders, and even more importantly for those of you who are dealing with individual shares, is to back the leading shares within the overall stock markets that are of interest to you. In other words, how do we define that? And I would say anything that is showing relative strength here, and importantly, has led its market index into new high ground. Go with the early strength following a correction in a bear market. As I've said before, this is not a bear market, this is just a correction, of course. But the same strategy would have worked splendidly back in 2003, and we used it. Now, also, let's see here. I'll move on to the government bonds. While the commodities are under pressure, the government bonds are unlikely to be under pressure and could move a little bit higher. But I think this is small beer to coin a phrase, relative to the potential that exists in stock markets over the next couple of years. And what Let's see, in terms of currencies, looking for a downward dynamic on the dollar, that's not going to occur in here today, but the dollar remains basically ranging steady till we get that downward dynamic. Looking also at these metals. Now, I have mentioned these resources. I've mentioned this on a number of occasions here. You know I like this sector very much for the long term. That isn't going to change, or I don't see any reason for that to change. That's the supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme, and the rising demand is the most crucial part of that theme. But in the short term, all those hedge funds and other funds that probably had never even thought about buying a commodity, a lot of them piled in 2005, and they're piling out again just as quickly. Now that is causing some underperformance. The attractive side of that is it will create some pretty good buying opportunities as well. And the areas that are being hit the most, we've seen it with most commodities, at least in, I should say, in the industrial metals, but we've certainly seen it with oil. We've seen it to a certain extent with the precious metal markets. And again, I do really like the precious metal markets and also oil for the long term, and the oil move looks climactic. I said that around the, well, between current levels, I've been saying in the last few days, and current levels are anything from 65 down to current level 60. But I said between current levels about a week ago and 60, I expected to see a bottom. But more importantly, we would need to see an upward dynamic on the oil charts. We haven't seen that yet, so we must still wait for that. But I expect it fairly soon, given the weakness that we've actually seen. Meanwhile, that is a drag. This oil weakness is a drag on sentiment regarding all the other commodities, understandably, although the precious metals have a reasonably respectable performance against that background in here today. But they will remain vulnerable in the short term until we do see that sentiment start to change, and it'll need to be led by oil. And it's a setback that I don't mind riding out with modest positions in that precious metals sector, but it's a background that is deterring me from making additional purchases in here. And when I do make additional purchases, it'll probably be with silver, which has been ranging in the sort of 1140 to 1070 region. That's an interesting price level. Okay, those are the pretty much the highlights. Because I mentioned one, that nickel, for instance, I've been amazed at the strength that these industrial metals have sold, and nickel sold off fairly sharply here earlier today, but then closed with only a very modest gain. So this downward selling pressure is not that extensive. It suggests to me that the hedge funds, and from hedge funds to insurance companies that went into some of the commodity markets, had probably gone more into funds, and the funds had been scared away by the sheer extent of the gains that had occurred in some of these industrial metals. Okay, another exciting day, very much dominated by the strength of stock markets, and very late in the day, the weakness of crude oil. The weakness of crude oil is, of course, very bullish for stock market sentiment overall, particularly for some of those Asian stock markets. All the best.